Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/boom. B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Excited to be with you all here on this hump day, Wednesday, here in the Crescent City. Though kind of sad, especially for multiple reasons. One, the Pelicans dropped a kind of winnable game despite the circumstances against the Portland Trail Blazers, 103-93. 10-point loss, but that game's much closer than the final score indicates. Also, another reason to be sad, Anthony Davis left the game early on with a knee injury, getting an MRI. I'll give you what we know right now. This might change in the morning by the time you guys listen to this. But what we know right now, we can at least talk about, maybe tell you why and what happened here. So still waiting on that. So we got a lot to talk about, though. Even though Davis didn't play, and you can kind of look at games like this, well, they're without their best player. Why does it even matter? It does matter. We saw a lot tonight, and it was actually all very good things from the Pelicans for the most part. There was one glaring area where there was a concern, but overall, you had to like what the Pelicans did last night. So we're going to break that all down for you on what's being called Draft Wednesday here as part of the Locked On Podcast Network as a whole. I'll tell you guys what that is as well. All right, let's jump into the most important thing, and that's the Anthony Davis injury. So it was reported per Jen Hale that, you know, it was maybe a play in the first quarter, the beginning of the first quarter, where Davis hit knees with, I think it was Mo Harkless or one of the guys on the Blazers, and came down a little, kind of gamed up a little bit with it, but tried to play through it and thought he could be okay, but I guess there was some discomfort. They eventually pulled him out of the game. He went to the locker room, and then Davis went and got an MRI on the leg. They are on the knee. They also said maybe it occurred in warmups. They weren't sure. He's not entirely sure, but he didn't look right the entire time he was on the court, so I'm leaning more towards the warmups idea, but ultimately it doesn't matter. His knee is bugging him, and he went and got an MRI, and it was just came out that Alvin Gentry had said to reporters after the game, he says he doesn't know much yet. The trainer said he got an MRI. It came back negative, which is a good thing that it came back negative, and that they should know more on Wednesday. Look, we don't really know much yet. That's it. You know, it could be he's out for a couple of days. Maybe it's a little bit longer. The fact that it's negative is a very good thing. Let's not pretend here, because last year he left 12 games early, I believe. The Pels were 5-7 in those games per Scott Kushner of the New Orleans Advocate. So getting him, you know, back sooner rather than later is going to be an important thing for the Pelicans, obviously. But man, they showed they can maybe win some games without him. Maybe they don't have enough entirely, but it's definitely some good news that the left knee MRI, it's the left knee, I probably should have mentioned that one as well, did come back negative. Hopefully it's nothing too big. Hopefully he can play in the game on Thursday against the Kings. Want to see that, but man, big relief if you're a Pelicans fan based alone off of it coming back negative. You can kind of breathe, maybe get some sleep tonight on Wednesday. We should have an update later. We'll try and find out, you know, some more, and I'll give you guys an update as soon as I know it. So let's go to the actual game, and this was interesting because in years past, the Pelicans, after a Davis injury, would have just folded, and you would have just seen this team not even try whatsoever and just get blown out. But that's not what the Pelicans did. Despite the Anthony Davis injury, they went out and played really hard. Like, you can't really be upset with anything you saw in terms of effort from these guys, and they were led without a doubt by DeMarcus Cousins, who played, you know, 39 minutes, scored 39 points, grabbed 13 rebounds, and did everything you could want for him. More importantly, he looked engaged on the defensive end. And this is maybe the best I've seen Cousins played. I came away from this one very impressed by him. He was blocking shots. He was driving to the rim. Maybe at times late in the game towards the fourth quarter, settled for a few too many three-point attempts. He took 10 in the game, hit three of them, 30%. And I've told you guys, I don't hate him shooting threes. I don't know if I want him taking 10, but five a game is certainly good. Seven's fine. I think some of those threes in the fourth quarter came because he looked gassed. And I've told you guys this before, that the Pelicans coaching staff sees him do best in certain spurts. 8 minutes here, 8 minutes there with a break in between to keep him fresh. After Davis went down, he couldn't do that. He got a two-minute rest in the fourth quarter, then had to come back in for a much longer stint than they normally would have put him out there for. So you can understand that maybe with tired legs, feeling a little bit gassed, he'd launch and pull up from three as opposed to driving or trying to score another way. But he did everything for this team. They're not in this, obviously, without him. And you just can't say enough. Again, the biggest thing is he is engaged on defense. He wasn't asked to be a facilitator last night, taking 23 attempts, only had three assists. But he was out there trying to score and doing everything he can. But man, does he also just get disrespected by the refs? There are a number of calls he should have had but didn't last night. But again, 39 points from the dude. You can't ask for much more than that. Jameer Nelson again came off the bench for the Pelicans. You can see, you know, he does everything you need him to do, and there's only room for improvement here. You can see he's not in game shape just yet, and he looks a little bit tired. And it was said during the broadcast that the Pelicans eventually want him to get into the starting lineup, but he's kind of got to work into game shape to get there. But he had 10 points, wasn't assisting as much, but I bet once we get some of the player tracking data, his hockey assists are up there, those secondary assists. Shot 3 of 9 from the field, not too great, not a great shooting night overall, but he does those little things that you need, organizing people around, driving and dishing, even if it's not a made shot, and at least just forcing the defense to react instead of just making their life easier by having everyone just kind of stand around. And he's as good as advertised. Played 30 minutes, almost 31 minutes. You're going to see that keep going up. And I want to keep hitting on some of these players here because there's a lot to kind of take away from this game. But Jameer Nelson, again, as good as advertised, just what you want out of this guy. That signing is huge because the Pelicans need someone to direct this offense because it's certainly not Drew Holiday. Since it is Draft Wednesday, and I'm going to hit that segment in just a minute here on the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Pelicans, I do want to tell you to make sure you tune into the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Josh Lloyd is absolutely freaking awesome on there, talking about everything you need to know, waiver wire pickups. He's going to dive in probably on Diallo tomorrow, especially if Davis is going to miss any time. You need to know this stuff, especially if you want any advantage to win your league, get bragging rights over your friends, win some money. That's going to be a theme of the show here today. So make sure you check out Locked On Fantasy Basketball.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, back to the game. You know, the Pelicans' defense, we need to talk about this a little bit. We were worried about how they were going to play in transition against us. You have CJ McCollum, you have Damian Lillard, two guys who can absolutely light it up. But those two combined for 7 points in the first half. The Pelicans kept them bottled up. Part of that's due to Drew Holiday and his defense, and Holiday did not have a good game. The final numbers might look okay where he had 14 points. He finally hit a big step back three that he needed to for the Pels, but missed two other wide open ones and badly in the fourth when they needed him to get a bucket. He shot 5 of 14 on the night, 35.7%. He did have 7 assists, but like that's just not going to get it done in a game that Davis is out. 5 of 14 isn't enough. He's got to be a scorer. Through 4 games this year, and the Pelicans are 1-3 now, he has not looked good. I don't get 14 points is nothing when your leading scorer and your best player goes out injured. You know, it's I don't know what to say. I talked at long ends on the podcast about how, you know, I thought he was going to struggle in this offense, and we hope maybe the off-ball move would help. But even when he's aggressive, he's struggling to shoot, and this has been a trend now. He was playing great basketball before the trade that brought in DeMarcus Cousins. But after that, he, like, couldn't shoot. I think he shot 30% from three or around there the rest of the season. That's carrying over, and that's a concern. Four games in, yeah, it's a small sample size, but it's not a small sample size when you look at, you know, the 17 games with DeMarcus Cousins after the trade occurred. I don't know what to say here because I have no idea why he's playing this poorly, why he can't finish. He's not getting to the line. He took if you're not scoring, at least get to the line and do something that way. He took three free throw attempts. That's it. You know, it's a frustrating situation. You can probably hear it in my voice. Defensively, yeah, he did a good job. He's one of the reasons McCollum and Lillard didn't play well or didn't shoot well in the first half. But, you know, at that point, you still got to play both ways, and he wasn't able to do it. And speaking of McCollum and Lillard, they did start to get hot later on. And I talked about it on the radio, and I mentioned it in the preview. That was going to be okay. Let one of them beat you. And for the most part, the Pels did. CJ McCollum's the one that got hot. He ended up going 4-5 from deep, 80%, and had scored 23 points, whereas Damian Lillard was 3 of 16 on the night, 1 of 8 from 3, and only scored 13. If I were to tell you that, you'd think the Pels rolled through this one. But again, you had DeMarcus Cousins doing everything he could, and then the second-best player for the Pels on the court couldn't get it done. The second-best player should not be Jameer Nelson, who was just signed. Again, it's absolutely mind-blowing that they played this poorly. But it's okay, I guess, because, again, they did good things. The defense was there tonight. Last night, you know, they defended the perimeter fine. They funneled guys into DeMarcus Cousins down low, which he did a good job. He had, where's his number? Three blocks on the night. Felt like more than that, I'll be honest. But they did a good job. The rotations were there. And eventually in the fourth quarter, they were taking other guys out and making Evan freaking Turner beat them. He ended up shooting 4 of 12 on the night, 1 of 5. And a lot of that was because they were forcing him to take threes and other shots he doesn't like. His game is all mid-range. One, you'll live with him taking long mid-range shots. You don't want him taking close mid-range shots, let's say. And they weren't. They weren't letting him do that. And if the guy you're going to force the ball into his hands is Evan Turner, I'm cool with that, even if you leave him wide open to shoot. They did such a good job. The game plan looked solid there. And unfortunately, just in the end, they kind of ran out of gas, the Pels did. But again, I'm kind of happy with this team, aside from one area that we're going to talk about in just a minute, because this, to me, was the biggest concern. So all of you fantasy basketball fans, listen up, and I'm going to tell you why, because I said it's Draft Wednesday here on Locked On Pelicans, and if you love fantasy basketball, then you need to try out my new favorite app that I've been playing around a little bit, Draft. It's daily fantasy basketball, but not like the other guys. You know the big names out there, but this is different, and I actually like it a whole lot better. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long leagues. That's the biggest thing here. And so before we dive into that, look, it's a draft that lasts for just one night. It's no management. You just set your lineup and you forget it. Once you're done drafting, it takes about 5 minutes total. That's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you if something happens. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. There's always a group. They're cheap to join. It's between $1 and $3, so there's one for every single person out there. Some are more, but they start at just $1. That's fun. Get in there, make the games a little bit more interesting. There's no salary caps. You play with a real live snake draft. Again, the one pick, the two, the three, the four, and so on. What's great about that and what's really intriguing about that is, and those other daily fantasies that you play, you're sharing players with other guys. So who cares if DeMarcus Cousins goes off and scores 39 points? Because most other people do. The whole point of those is you got to find diamonds in the rough, which is basically just a crapshoot. Here, in a small person league where you're drafting two point guard, you know, it's 2-2-1 essentially, I think, is what the breakdown of players is. You know, you're only drafting a small starting lineup here. You don't need to worry too much. And no one else has your other players. You get Cousins and he has a big night. You're the only one that benefits, and that's how you're going to win these leagues and more money. So come and join me on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on draft.com, whatever you want. And for a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code LOPELICANS. L.O. Pelicans. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code L.O. Pelicans on your first deposit on Draft. Get in there, win some money, have some fun, make the games more interesting. It's pretty addicting. I've been enjoying it a lot. And there's also a Locked On Fantasy League in there that I think it has 4 spots. It fills up every time, and then they just create a new one. So you'll be playing with other listeners of the various podcasts here. I'm part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, the promo code is L.O. Pelicans, and join up on draft.com today. All right, so going back to the game with the Pelicans lost 103-93 against the Portland Trailblazers, I said there's one area that was really, really atrocious. And I mean, it's going to jump out at you. You guys probably already know. But if you don't know, it's not transition defense. The Pelicans held Portland to just 4 fast break points on the night. That's great. While they're not a fast team, they have 2 guards who can get out and run and play quickly in Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. So that was going to be a concern, but that's not what happened. Instead, it was second chance points. And look, this is maybe, you know, going to be an issue for the Pelicans when Anthony Davis is out and his, you know, double digit rebounds he's averaging per game. But on the night, the Portland Trailblazers grabbed 18 offensive rebounds. Most of them coming from Ed Davis, who grabbed 6 himself in the absence of Davis when he had to come in when Nurkic went out with foul trouble. 18 offensive rebounds. They turned that into 24 second chance points. The Pelicans lost by 10. Take away half of those 24 second chance points, 12 of them, and the Pelicans have a 2-point win here. All they had to do was hit the defensive glass harder, and they weren't able to do that. And unfortunately, the biggest culprit here is going to be Dante Cunningham, who played 28 minutes, pressed into more of a 4 role than 3 alongside DeMarcus Cousins, and just couldn't grab a rebound. On the night, the Pelicans had a 67.9 defensive rebound rate. That's bad. Like, I don't know what else to say regarding that. And a lot of that is just Dante Cunningham isn't a great rebounder. We've known this for a while. He finished with just 5 on the night. It's a dude who played 28 minutes, and Portland was missing a bunch. They shot 37.5% on the night. They went 33 of 88. That is 55 misses, and you can only grab 5 rebounds. It's not like he didn't have chances here. So it's disappointing to see. This is the reason the Pelicans lost. I don't want to hear about CJ McCollum getting hot later on, or the Pelicans not being able to make a shot, or Drew Holiday's play. Simply put, the reason they lost was they didn't rebound well. And this has actually been an issue the entire season. When you start to look at the numbers, you get a little bit concerned here. So after the game, and this was of course a bad defensive rebounding game for the Pelicans, they sit 27th in the league, grabbing just 73.5% of opponents' misses. That's a far cry from the 86.4% leaders that the Charlotte Hornets are. Not what you want, especially for a team with these two bigs. And Davis and Cousins, why aren't they grabbing rebounds as much? And look, before the game, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe, and I could be wrong on this, the team was somewhere around 19th. Let me see if I can run the numbers here and take a look on where the Pelicans were when it came to defensive rebounds. Because, again, even during this stretch, nope, it's not going to do it. They're going to be difficult here, I think. Let's try it one more time. Okay, you guys are getting like how the sausage is made here. They were 17th in defensive rebound percentage, 75.7 before this game. So they dropped 10 spots, but certainly that has to do with the one bad game. But they weren't good to begin with. And you have two bigs in Davis and Cousins who are good. And they should be grabbing boards. And they're grabbing crazy boards, but no one else is doing it on the team. 24 second chance points is what killed them last night. Again, it's nothing else. This team needs to find a way to how to fix this defensive rebounding. I've got to dive in some films more to figure out what is going on because it's a little bit shocking. Now, sometimes you're going to get long offensive rebounds after guys take a three or a long two because those tend to bounce further. That was some of them last night, but not all of them. And again, that's a concern. It's worth keeping an eye on. I'm not ready to freak out again just yet. Four games, there's a lot of noise. I'm not really sure. But so that's the worst thing from this game. I was happy with everything else that kind of occurred. They should have won this overall. It's unfortunate it didn't go their way, that they ended up losing by 10 and ran out of gas. But for a team that, you know, weathered the storm in L.A. and then came back to win when in years past they would have just crumbled and lost. This is the same type of thing. The mental toughness that they're showing is pretty strong. Davis goes down early in the game. Usually they end up losing by 20. Well, you were down by a bunch, but then you took the lead and you battled the entire game. And Portland, by the way, has the top offense in the league. And you took their best shot and you handed it right back to them. I'm happy with this team for the most part. Yes, Drew Holiday needs to do more. Dante Cunningham needs to do more. But we saw some interesting things. We saw some interesting lineups that we'll probably talk about later in the week. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow's edition, I believe. We'll see. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about some of them there. But certainly, good on the Pelicans for playing as well as they did, despite basically just, you know, playing with one hand tied behind their back. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. Thank you all for listening. Next game's going to be the Kings on Thursday night. I will preview that for you tomorrow as well as hopefully have a guest. We've got to check some scheduling, but I think we're going to be okay. I'm excited about it. Finally get this guy on the podcast. It'll be a bit of a secret here. So thank you all for listening. One more thing before we do end that I want to note. We are switching from Audioboom to a different platform. Might cause a couple of hiccups throughout the day or week. I'm not exactly sure when it's being moved over. So if you have trouble getting this, just let me know on Twitter at Nola Jake, or you can email me. It's lockedonpels@gmail.com, and I'll get it straightened out for you. So, you know, thanks for bearing with all of that, but this is going to be a better new service for everyone. Don't forget to check out lockedonpelicans.com. All of the great writers are making their kind of appearances this week, or some of them are, and I'm very excited about that. And as soon as we know more, I will give you all an update on Anthony Davis. So thank you all for listening to today's edition of Locked On Pelicans, brought to you by Draft Wednesday. We're going to be talking about this every Wednesday this month. Check it out, draft.com. LO Pelicans is the promo code. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.